Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if I'm not mistaken, we're on the cusp of getting a TBT selection show. I'm assuming that's why Steve missed the opening of the show today.
I'm assuming.
Got to be locked in, right, to the TBT bracket reveal. Excited about that. They're still trying to push more teams into the NCAA tournament, which is going to cheapen it. I'm officially the gatekeeper of NCAA tournament. If I don't get any wins, I'm not giving more people opportunities to get wins in the NCAA tournament. But as always, we're going to have a good, fun show today. Nikki, what are you excited about in particular?
Man.
What got your attention? Not NBA draft.
No.
Are you still celebrating the Panthers' victory?
I was rooting more for the Oilers, but I'm happy for, you know, the Panthers. I got nothing.
How old is the Panthers franchise? Because I'm going to I'm going to pull out my haterisms really quick. How old are roughly?
I think it was like 96.
Okay,
they got started. I maybe a little bit before that.
Okay, that's long enough. I was watching. You know, I was watching them celebrate, you know, the videos of lifelong Panthers fans.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just, the hater in me was just like, you're not that emotional over the Panthers. They haven't even been around long enough. But if you say they came in 96, I'm like, okay, maybe you've developed a...
I mean, once you hit like 30 years, I feel like...
Yeah, you're legit.
Yeah, you're legit. Anything under that, I don't know. By the way, we have the bracket reveal right now. From the TVT, John Fanta and Andrew Zolden. They are joined by some familiar faces, Russ Smith and Montrezl Harrell. They want to tune in. They just connected.
Really?
Yeah. You want to go out there?
Of course I do.
Yeah, let's take a listen.
I'm curious.
And I agree with him. That's an all-time nickname. You know, the passion of Louisville fans speaks for itself. And obviously, Coach Pitino and you guys were part of a very special time for Louisville. How much does that matter to you, Russ, that history, and now writing some new history while still wearing a Ville jersey?
I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's I always say nostalgic for those watching. That's been like a key word. I believe when we all played hoop with each other last year, we were out there having a lot of fun with each other, and that kind of was at the forefront. I believe this year is a little different. We for sure want to have fun with each other, but this time we want to try and get it together and see if we can do something special again. This is a competitive tournament, and we understand that. That's why we're playing. So we want to have fun, but also we want to keep it competitive.
Now, Montrez, you're new to the equation. You're a new addition here. And by the way, we can't wait to see the finished product. I think this is the first time I've been in on an interview while somebody is getting their hair done. But as you were thinking about this, tell us the behind-the-scenes story. Who reached out to you? How did this come down for you to say, you know what, I'm done watching. I'm going to be part of the Ville. Who recruited you? How did it happen?
Well, I actually went to the games last year. I was able to get out there and actually watch and support the guys, man, to get back in there and see Russ, Peyton, Shananu, Shane, Wayne. You know, a lot of guys that I actually came up with playing, you know, this collegiate game with. So just being out there, able to support and actually, you know, see those guys get out there, enjoy it, and just, you know, leave it all on the floor playing the game of basketball, man. That's always how it always been around the Ville. That's how it always it's really going to be, man. You know, even with all the setbacks that they have and stuff like that, man, that's a college town, that's a college city, and the fans rally behind it. And so for me to go out there and actually watch it with them to be in the region in Louisville, man, it was a great experience, man. I love being back in the field every time I'm back there. My kids, grandparents are, you know, from there and actually still live there, so I go back there faithfully a lot. But, you know, to be a part of this team and to, you know, try to do something special with these guys is a tremendous honor. Really, the owner of the team, Jordan, who was Coach P's assistant, and, you know, I keep in contact with Jordan throughout my many years that I've been in the league. You know, he talked to me, kind of presented me with the opportunity, and I talked to him with, you know, coming off the injury of where I'm at and, you know, working to get back into the league and to get myself back into the position to, you know, come on and help another NBA team. I've been out of the game for a year and a half, man. So it's always just a building aspect to, you know, get me back to where I'm ultimately trying to get back to, which is the NBA. But to actually, you know, be able to come out here and play the game of basketball and be a part of a tournament that I've watched for so long because I have so many friends and, you know, teammates that have been a part of it. It's just a great feeling, man. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I just can't wait to get out there and just get out there with my guys.
Well, I got to ask you, what give Louisville fans a taste, because all I hear are these legendary stories about, you know, hey, the Ville practices, right? What was the Coach Pitino practice like?
It's different, man. It's definitely one of those things and one of those situations where you're going to be coached and you're going to learn how to play the game the correct way. I mean, it's crazy that, you know, when I tell people that, you know, Coach P ran the practice with a microphone on, man. Like, he sat at the top of the, you know, his coach's balcony and overlooked the practices. And our practices was treated like games, man. Everything that we did it in game shape, in game form, man. So we practiced the same press that y'all seen us do all games, whether it was a three-point shot made or a two-point shot, we practiced that. The end of the game plays that we had, we practiced it. I mean, everything was literally like structured and drilled to a T. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, Coach P has a reputation that he lives up to it. He's a real true coach and one of those old school coaches that, you know, he don't really care about all the aspects and the things that you did coming into his program. You know, once you're inside his program, it's his way or the highway, man. I've seen it happen with a lot of people. I seen Russ get kicked out the team at halftime, so.
Before we get you guys out of here, Russ, last year I asked you the same question. This year it's back and bigger. Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon, there's going to be some celebrations if you guys win TBT. And according to my sources, you can now get Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon across the country. So before we get you out of here, can you talk a little bit about that and how people all over can celebrate if the Ville wins TBT?
There's some celebration. Before the Ville win, let them know, Russ.
Nah, dog, it'll be amazing. We were able to ship to you online through our DTC. We have the DeVille labels for fans, and we have the special single barrel that we did for the TBT. The labels are amazing. Also, all the TBT fans and supporters and higher ups can go and get that. But throughout the city, we're doing both regions, right? So we're doing Freedom Hall and Rupp Arena. So it's going to be really big for those who haven't tried the product to now try the product. So we're very happy about that. We're very happy about our and if you support the TBT, you must get the TBT official single barrel label. Is going to be amazing. If the Ville or when the Ville wins, you got to get your hands on a Ville label. And if somehow by the basketball gods we come up short, maybe the winning team can get a label for the next season. Who knows?
Well, there you go. Russ and Trez, we appreciate you guys joining us. We'll let the off the screen talking happen, but the news is official. You'll be matched up potentially with the winner of the Lexington Regional, which could be La Familia, the Kentucky alumni. Ooh. But we will save that for another day. Thank you guys for joining.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Drew.
See you, Russ. As mentioned, they would be matched up with the winner of the Lexington Regional. Let's go there right now, hosted by La Familia, the Kentucky alumni. But the number one seed,
let me guess,
heard that.
That was a random.
After last
just a year, random seeding
to TBT semifinals, they'll play the
surely that was just by chance. Boom. Surely
4-5 matchup, war ready.
81-50, 93-9 is the number. 38-31, 93-9 is the text line.
Big story here. La Familia,
I bet
alumni will take on 305 ballers.
Turn it up a little bit.
Athletics, Miami. How about this Kentucky team though? Willie Cauley Stein, Eric Bledsoe, Andrew Harrison, Marquise Teague. I mean, what a team of absolute legends.
Yeah, you're talking about All-America talent here, Andrew. You are talking about Willie Cauley-Stein was a consensus first-team All-American in 2015. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, that's just amazing for him to be a part of this. Eric Bledsoe, you're talking
about.
Can
Willie Cauley-Stein guard Montrez?
Living as well off being a defensive pass off, playing so
is
hard.
Is Montrez going to be healthy?
The interesting things about this, too.
That's the thing.
They're going to have Rupp on fire.
Hopefully they're all on all TV healthy.
On Fox across.
I mean, Peyton was nursing a groin injury the entire TBT last time.
Seed, and this isn't the only time that you see the host as the two. And that's because
I don't want to hear about them. They suck.
Boo.
Is that all they got?
Bledsoe
and Cauley-Stein.
And Harrison.
Harrison. Where was Willie Cauley-Stein at? What is Montrez?
He went to Sacramento, I know, and wallowed away over there for a little while. That's not even hating on him. That's just
a lot of people
wallow away in Sacramento.
I know. I guess that's what made him so exciting. Watching, I guess I was kind of going. Somebody said the host is horrible. I thought I was doing a good job. Letting him talk. Sorry about that, Texter. Hating him. Midday is worse, baby. Okay, TBT is set. I guess it doesn't really tell you much by saying you're going to host the winner of the. Is that what they were saying? TBT Louisville DeVille team will host the winner that comes out of Lexington in game one.
No. If they advance out,
if you get out of your pool play.
Yeah, we tuned in a little late, so we missed who DeVille is playing.
Okay.
But if, the winner of the Lexington bracket, whoever it may be, will face the winner of the Louisville bracket, whoever it may be.
Texas, really quick, because we're going to take an early break. Willie has to guard Nanu. Okay, CH, thank you for that. I'm still finding it a little uncomfortable. I don't want to stick my Montrez out there and my Russ Smith out there and my Peyton Siva out there. I'm still uncomfortable with that.
It's the last
I didn't want to see Peyton Manning that last semester in Denver.
I mean, they did win a Super Bowl.
in the first year.
Right.
That noodle arm that Peyton had in those last.
Well, he had like his neck was held together with like duct tape.
Oh my God. Listen, I'm telling you. Listen, I say this all the time, and it left some damage on me. Watching him, I didn't want to see Kobe go off the court like he did. I didn't want to see a noodle arm Peyton Manning. He got me so much fantasy football money, it should be illegal. But I'm telling you, he was throwing the ball the minute it touched his hand, Nikki. To throw a 30-yard ball, he was cocking it back like you used to do when you were a kid, like trying to heave it with all your might, and it was just
throwing, and then it's like a wounded duck.
God, it was an absolute wounded duck when he threw the ball, and I just hated watching it. I don't want to see Montrez. Don't play unless you're healthy. Unless you're ready to go. Peyton won his second. Hold on. Texas, hold on. Let me jump. Okay, Mayo is the X factor. That's good. He did give good energy. But Russ said it, man. Peyton won his second in Denver. Okay. That's was it his third year when he had the wounded duck arm that forced him into retirement?
I thought it was his third year there, because I mean, okay. he had I thought one really good year,
and then
it was just
holding it together.
2 years that he was kind of, you know, held together with duct tape.
Right. Who do we have?
We got Don from Dallas.
Don, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Don.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for letting me on the show. First, I'm calling in from Dallas, but I do have a quick question. The TBT tournament, is the court going to be Bellarmine again, or are we actually going to have Louisville on the court?
I would assume it'll be a Bellarmine court still. Like I said, I know Coach Davenport would not miss the opportunity to have his Bellarmine Knights on any kind of national stage. And any, like, it's one of those, any publicity, good publicity, and they have the rights to the you know, the basketball in Freedom Hall. So I'm assuming that. I don't know that for sure, but I'm sure there'll be some Russ Smith bourbon stickers and some TBT stickers to add a little, you know, TBT flair to it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, nothing against Bellarmine, man, but I just feel like in Freedom Hall with that Louisville court, all those fans going crazy, it would just bring back the old feeling of Freedom Hall, the days we used to beat Syracuse and all them back in the day. But I'll hang up, guys, and talk to you later.
Listen, I appreciate the call for sure. I don't mind that. I know what you're saying. Like I said, every time you see Freedom Hall, maybe you just have to. Okay, I hope you're not listening, Coach. Just kind of block it out a little bit. Just concentrate on that middle row of Freedom Hall and just focus on that first level and how, like, flat it is. So and think about how there was never considered a bad seat in the house. Even if you went all the way up to the corner, there was never considered a bad seat, the shape. Did he retire from the Super Bowl? Oh, my God. I remember Peyton having a noodle arm at the end, and I hated watching it. But, yeah, like I said, I can misremember that, and I won't hold a grudge over that. But I just didn't like watching him throw when his arm was just dead. Point being, again, last year I didn't feel safe with Russ and Peyton out there, and I don't want to see these 26-year-olds going head full downhill steam at Russ, Trez, Peyton, Shane. I hope Shane's in good shape.
I
need Shane to be in good shape.
By the way, I got some clarification. First off, from Dana. Peyton's first year, where he had that great regular season, mm-hmm. got smoked in the Super Bowl by Seattle.
Okay.
Had nothing for them there, but had a great regular season.
Okay.
Second year, meh. Third year, had a really, you know, they were basically handing the reins to Brock Osweiler. Okay. But they did wind up winning that Super Bowl.
Okay.
So there you go. Now, the we do know who the Ville is playing.
I'm listening.
The Ville, they are in the number two seed in the TBT Louisville region. They're taking on the number seven seed, United, which is Bellarmine's alumni team. That'll be on Saturday, July 20th at 1 p.m. So there you go.
Why is Louisville playing Bellarmine?
Your guess is as good as mine.
What? Who set that up? It's the last thing I need. Gosh darn it. Coach Davenport set that up.
Maybe.
I'd get it. I won't guarantee
you. You think our man Coach Scotty D got his fingers in that one?
This reeks of Coach Davenport said, yeah, you think y'all going to dodge me? Not at all. Hold on.
And Drew says the Bellarmine team might have a UK player or two on it as well.
Really?
Yeah, because it's spelled UK, like UK knighted. You know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
Yeah. So there might be a UK player or two on it.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Is there... Okay. Okay, Drew. Okay. I get it. Drew, you are talking like a businessman. Do you think I care about the ticket sales to the TBT? The danger of my every time I hear Bellarmine, since Rick Pitino was here, I was like, I don't even know why Rick plays Bellarmine. They're a threat. Drew, I only care about my team winning. I don't care about the ticket sales and Freedom Halls and Coach Davenport's happiness and his chance to take down Louisville. None of that. Drew texting me, ticket sales. Like, I care. I don't care about ticket sales. I want to know, is Montrez healthy? Is Mayo ready to go?
Current roster for the Ville.
I'm listening.
Nanu.
Okay.
Dylan Avar.
Okay.
Montrezl Harrell.
Okay.
Chris Jones, who was a menace last year.
Chris Jones, okay.
Russ Smith. Peyton Siva.
See, what are you doing, Peyton? You got stuff to do. I'm sitting here trying to get ready for Bahamas and a championship. What are you doing, Peyton? Reese, kick him off the team. Kick him and Russ off the team, as a matter of fact.
Kyle Keurig.
Put them in a glass case to do not break. Listen, if we can get to a championship round without them, then you break the glass.
In case of championship, yeah, break glass.
Yeah, in case of championship level play. I don't want them tarnishing the legacy. Nikki, these boys are a problem. These young men that really need this money are a problem. There's a level of desperation that some players are going to have out there. Oh, God. And now I know they're listening, and they know what I'm talking about. Nikki, can you imagine what it's like playing at Louisville, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just got busted. You just got, you know, whatever. You just got busted by, you know, Gonzaga or whatever, right?
Okay.
You know, your name is still on some list that, you know, hey, this might be a prospect. You know, can you imagine what it's like going to a regular basketball court and how hard the hood plays against you when they see you at a regular basketball
court? Oh, God, yeah, you're getting everyone's best.
No, Nikki. That's Cal speak.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
everyone's best. You're getting I might get out of this neighborhood if I bust Marcus Maben right now. Out of this neighborhood. That level of life.
Desperation.
Yeah, yes. That energy of desperation. I have to do this. I cannot let him off this court without me just showing the entire world every single day. Russ is selling bourbon. He's good. He's enjoying his bourbon. He's competitive. You, Reese, you're going to have to take your hand, put it on his shoulder. Yes, they are kids. Yes, they are. 25-year-olds, recently graduated kids compared to Russ and and Siva. They're adults.
Right. Who are in their 30s, have other things going on.
They got other things going on, Peyton. Don't you have something more important to do? Golly. I don't want to risk. I don't want my legacy out there playing basketball, Nikki. That's just it. That's just it. I can see why Texas, you sound like, yes. Give me that roster one more time.
All right. Nanu, Dylan Avar.
Nanu can play. See, and it's different with big men, too. Because big men.
Nanu looked real good.
Yeah, you
last
can
year.
Play that OG basketball, though. You can play like your dad used to play you.
Right.
Like you
just
can
body in them.
Yeah, you can body and not put your body, you know, your body at risk the same way. Like Nanu can protect himself, you know. Shane can kind of protect himself. Out on the guards front, you get exposed out there. You'll step slow. You'll get exposed.
Yeah, it can happen. Someone who might snatch your ankles. Nanu, Dylan Avar, Montrezl Harrell, Chris Jones, Russ Smith, Peyton Siva, Kyle Keurig, Nick Mayo, and Omar Pruitt. They're probably going to add a couple guys. That's the current roster. They got the 2 seed in their bracket. The 1 seed went to Team Diesel, which I believe is Shaq's team.
Fair assumption.
Yeah.
Texas says you don't play for Coach Pitino. Win a national championship without having an insane work ethic. Competitive drive with Peyton and Russ step on the court. They're trying to win. I know it. That's exactly my point. Go do something else.
The other teams in there.
Pass it along to the young guys.
The other 8 teams in their bracket. Number 1 team, Steam Diesel. Number 2 is the Ville.
Do you see any names that jump out on any other rosters or anything?
I don't have the rosters here, but number 3, Team Sideline Cancer. I can get behind that. Number 4, Run DFW. So I guess that's like a Dallas team. Number 5, Team Fredette. That's got to be Jimmer's team. Jimmer Fredette.
Okay, I can see that. Don't think Shane. Wait, is Shane committed?
Shane's not on the roster.
Right okay. Now.
Hopefully he will be. 6th seed is Team Puma / VBL. 7th seed is that UK United team. And the 8th team, Team DRC.
Do you have the Bellarmine roster at all?
I don't. We'll see if I can track that down.
Huh, Bellarmine. I hope I don't. And the thing is, the Bellarmine roster, man, nightmares of Coach Davenport. And listen, this ain't just a Kenny Payne thing. Every coach knows to stay away from Coach Davenport. Sorry about that. I know I got a little excited, but I just want my Louisville TBT team. I mean, I guess I'm taking kind of the fun out of it. But where are some of our other guys? Who else? Is the roster set? Or is it too late to add people? Or do you just have to decide on what the split of the money is?
I don't think it's too late to add people.
It seemed like last year,
they were adding people like
if you were winning, people were bringing in ringers. Like you actually got a shot at the money.
I don't know if you can bring in people after the tournament starts.
Because
but,
if it's just a money split,
I mean, I guess yeah. I mean, who's to say? I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. That's a darn good question. But that would be amazing though if they. You know, get out of their region and they're taking on La Familia. Yeah. By God, that's Shane Bohannon's music. And then he comes out.
You know that's what happens. I'm giving bad juju. You know that's what happens in like the Rucker. Jeez. The Rucker.
Missed my mouth there. That was bad.
How they move up.
Did you see that?
Yes. No, Texas says, I would love to see Quentin Snyder.
Yeah. They probably need a few more backcourt guys.
Probably need some backcourt.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't. Why isn't David Johnson playing?
Yeah, he was supposed to play last year. He was supposed to play last year, and he had some contractual thing.
And any of those guys that want to play and don't play, I'm really assuming that they're like, they're agents, like guys that are on the door knocking with some two ways or knocking on.
Yeah, 10-day deal or something like that. Yeah,
I couldn't imagine being an agent. Like I said, Trez, for like everybody knows Trez's personality. Like he's kind of one of those guys that I don't think it would bother anybody because it's like, no, I'm playing. Like an agent could tell Montrez, you shouldn't play. Yeah, I'm
curious. Be like, counterpoint, F you.
No, listen. And just so everybody knows that I've been like this over time, I was so mad at Montrez when he played in the charity policeman versus when Steve played in the thing.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing out there? And why are you playing so hard? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, stop.
I just say, you're one bad juke away from losing millions.
I hate millions. I hate that. I hate people playing in all-star games. I don't like it. So, like, I'm sorry, y'all. Like, this is... So
you were mad when Lamar was racing the kids on the concrete?
Yes.
That made me a little nervous too, I got to be honest.
And he was in sandals.
Yeah.
He was juking 50 kids in sandals on a basketball court. He's running 7-on-7 drills on a concrete basketball court.
Yeah, no, it was a little nerve-wracking.
Are you crazy?
It was worthy of a what the truck are you doing?
And just people praying. This is pre-getting paid, Lamar. This is free agent summer, Lamar. What are you doing? Lamar, Montrez, what are you doing? You're going to mess up this money for all of us. Unless you have one of those Michael Jordan love of the game clauses in your contract, if you get injured practicing this sport right here, you're covered, you know?
Well, I didn't know he had one of those.
Yeah. Jordan, I would type this in really quick before we cut to the commercial. Yeah. Love Michael Jordan. Love of the game clause. And I think it is to give you a little short definition. I think it was something like that. Like it was one of those things. Like if I get hurt playing basketball in the offseason, like come on now, like
the wildest contract clauses in sports history. Michael Jordan famously had a for the love of the game clause in his contract with the Bulls that allow him to play basketball whenever he wanted, wherever he wanted. Huh. Also known as the Michael Jordan rule.
Isn't that awesome, though?
That is pretty awesome.
I'm playing basketball. I'm going to play basketball. If I drive through my neighborhood and my neighbor Bob up the street and his two teenage sons are out in the driveway, I'm going to pull up in my Ferrari and get out of my Ferrari.
Going to run some twos? And
we going to run some knockout. We going to play something. And then, like, if I take a little injury out here, so be it. But I do understand why he's just like, I can't go past the basketball court on vacation and just...
And not play.
Check up.
That's a pretty awesome rule. I got to be honest.
That's awesome. I need that in my contract. Let's take a quick commercial break. Reset the show 939 The Ville. Of course we should go to the game, Texter. Yes, we should go to the game. I don't like to see young prime athletes take advantage of aging athletes. I don't like it. Now, maybe it's because I'm older. I don't like to see LeBron guarding Edwards. Right? I don't like to see LeBron on the wing isolated with these young boys. They're a problem. I don't want, listen, get out now. Barry Sanders did it right.
Calvin Johnson,
get out now.
They kind of went the opposite way, though. There was a lot left.
Calvin Johnson, right now, if you ask him, he thinks he can cook somebody, and you're not sure he can. But if you wait around and see a guy get cooked, I didn't want to see Allen Iverson crossing up Jordan. I don't want to see that. I mean, I know that's the circle of life, the sports circle of life. I don't like it. Who else did I hate seeing? I hated seeing Kobe after he got injured because I'm like, and then I hate to see him talking junk to him too. Yo, man. It's like, what Rocky was that where Tommy Morrison was just disrespected?
Terrible Rocky Five. Tommy Gunn, that was terrible.
I can't stand.
Just remember, my ring's outside. Or whatever his yeah, stupid
right.
quote was.
Right, right. And the fake what's his name with the hair?
Oh yeah, the fake Don King. Yeah, the fake Don King ass guy,
like,
yeah.
If you do this, we're done. It's like, you think I can't handle this old man? But I do like when the old man gives that last bit of, but here's the problem. In reality, because I'm older, it forces my brain to go, yeah, Rocky, you won, but you'll never be this. He's going to recover from that.
Right.
You're not.
Yeah, like that was it. That was the ain't as good as I once was, good once as I ever was. Yeah, that, and now you're done. Now you're officially done. Like, it's just one of those things where, you know, the tank now is officially empty. That said, Rocky Balboa, essentially Rocky VI, actually not terrible. Like they made it so that like that was really the ain't as good as I once was, good once as I ever was.
On the six?
Yeah. Like yeah, because he's supposed to do like a boxing exhibition.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, it's you've never seen it? It's solid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's solid.
What other athletic hero did you watch go out on his shield?
I'm trying to think of a good one.
I mean, listen. Of course, the Wizards never happened with Jordan. So
no, yeah, no, that was that was no. I will
Shaq.
Shaq's not a bad one.
I didn't want to see him in Boston Celtics. I didn't want to see him
Phoenix.
They were just fat jokes.
Yeah,
it sucked watching Shaq.
Shaq was a rough one. I'm trying to think of some guys that might have been a little injury prone.
Is the injury prone just aged out?
I mean, Peyton Manning was a tough one as a Colts fan. You know, growing up in high school, a diehard Colts fan, seeing Peyton Manning turn into that shell of himself, that was a rough one.
Good try, but this doesn't work.
What do we got?
This dig guy. Weren't you on a team that lost to athletes in action? No, because they're saying this would not make your point, right? No, problem is those athletes in action were in that window, what I'm talking about right now.
Right.
25, 26, you know, 24, 25, 26.
Right. Still plenty
that,
in the team.
No, that is a prime.
Yeah.
Prime grown man strength, prime energy level, yeah. You know.
You have the strength of grown man energy with the youth. Yeah, the explosive youth.
And the knowledge. So, you know, and we were in college. You know, so I'm talking about the guys 2 years removed from college.
Right.
Like, how much you learned 2 years after you got out of high school. You know, you're like, God, if I had any of this stuff, you know, just, or any of the, you know.
My hands got so much better.
Right, or just some.
Like, I just remember playing hockey, and I was like, why couldn't I do this back?
Yeah, no. That athletes in action was exactly the window that I say that's a problem.
Right.
That's a problem window. But yeah, what is Peyton? It's got to be what?
In his 30s. He's probably 32, 30. I mean, I'm 34, and I think we're about the same age. So he's probably 33.
Yeah, I don't want him out there with a 25-year-old.
But if he can still
Y'all better, Russ Payton, y'all better be in good shape.
They look like they're in pretty good shape.
They look like they're in great shape. Russ, you get what I'm saying. I don't like Paul George having a podcast. I'd trade him right away. I'd trade him right away.
Why?
If you're on my NBA team.
Right.
On my NFL team. It's two reasons that you cannot have a podcast.
You're going to say too much.
That's number two.
Right.
Number one is you're being a character now. You're being a character, and it just, like I said, I am get off my lawn all the way, guy. And the podcast world is going to bait you into having to say something takey.
Yeah.
Your competitive nature is going to want your podcast to be number one on the charts. Guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to sell out a coach. You're going to have to do like my cousin just did the other day, talk about who's – wife is hooking up with who and who, which teammate slept with who's what.
Yeah. You say some salacious stuff.
You have to do that to compete.
Right.
You can't compete with Cameron. It is what it is. Or you can't do that.
Inevitably, that turns into locker room bulletin board material.
That's exactly where it goes to. You first question you ask when a former teammate comes, tell us a crazy locker room story.
Right.
Now, your podcast is responsible for
any and all damage that comes from that story.
Old wounds coming up, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, if you grin, you're in.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I don't like, look.
If you grin, you're in. That's good. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, you're in it.
Yeah, right.
If you let him on your show and you start talking about what somebody did to Marcus back in the locker room or something, okay. Oh, that's how y'all want to do. Don't call me talking about, I mean, Marcus, I just gave him the platform. Yeah, you gave him the platform.
Yeah. You're held responsible. And inevitably, something like that gets said, and it can be construed in a million different ways. And if you're actively playing and it gets back to an opponent's team,
yeah, I'm like,
that's bulletin board material,
I'm like,
man.
Paul, you don't care. Like, you know, the sanctity of my locker room.
Right.
Cannot be at risk on your podcast. And you're in a free agent. You're hitting the open market.
And you're potentially putting some salacious stuff out there. Like that can't be helping your stock.
Let's just have a minutes restriction. What's my minutes restriction? Let's negotiate. What's my Peyton Siva Russ Smith minutes restriction?
Okay, it's not quite what like damn, I don't know. That's a good one. And well, right now, it's tough to picture because they don't have a ton of backcourt people.
Give me the first four.
They got Chris Jones.
Give me the first 4 minutes, and give me the closing three.
First 4 minutes. Half. First 4 minutes and closing three at the half. So seven. You're capping them at like 8 minutes.
About 8 minutes, 8-9 minutes.
So I was gonna go 10 to 12
per half.
Well, I mean, who else they got? That's the problem. Like right now, I can't really picture it.
Or
what's TBT play? They play 20-minute halves?
I mean, right? It's probably quarters. It's probably 10-minute quarters.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's right. And then they use the Elam ending, so, you know, it goes however long it goes.
Klay Thompson. Does Klay Thompson have a podcast right now?
I don't know. Everyone and their mother has a podcast now.
Yeah, my pro teams, my players, like I can't, I'm not doing that.
You put a clause in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I love.
Can you appear on a podcast?
Yeah,
you can appear on a podcast.
Yes,
but you can't have a podcast. You can't host a podcast while actively under.
You cannot
under
host
roster.
A podcast. Yeah, I mean, you're just thinking about like your podcasts need content. You know,
right?
And like you're. Doing content. You're
nothing good can come from that. You can provide content to the fans of the organization
what's the one Teague 520 podcast is with Marcus Teague. Well, I'm Jeff Teague. And there's a saying that they use constantly, and it's basically Instagram has never done anything good for the delegation. Because it's nothing but trouble. You're always getting in trouble. Podcasts, it's nothing but trouble.
I mean, they're not wrong. I mean, it's like I feel like we're delving into the Herm Edwards don't press send, you know, thing. But no, I would agree that nothing's really.
It's the
I don't even know if it's a delegation
is it,
thing.
Is it Herm Edwards that says don't
hit send
after 12 o'clock?
Oh yeah, nothing good happens after midnight. Yeah, he's also right about that one.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
I mean, the problem is the really good stuff happens after midnight, but nothing productive comes from
it. If you have money, you don't have to be out past midnight.
You can have your fun beforehand.
You can have your fun. You can prepare the fun.
Right. If dictate the fun. Be like,
yeah. Oh, you be the you be the sponsor of the fun.
Right. And then
yeah, you
cut it off at midnight. Yeah.
Or we're in a controlled environment after midnight.
Right, right.
We're in a controlled. I got my, listen. Again, I always said this. Can you hit that real quick?
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to say anything. Here's the thing. This was always my dream scenario. I had one that was legal and one was illegal. But it's legal now.
Oh, there we go.
The NCAA. Did they finally fold on the cannabis?
Did they? I didn't know that.
Hear about
I
that.
Did not hear about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Oh.
During commercial break.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have to readdress that. Let's just say it was going to involve a party.
Okay. Allegedly.
We'll put that one aside, right? But here's the thing. I was thinking, like, if I'm A-Rod, I used to always think this. If I have a party, it's going to be toga parties.
We actually started one on our senior trip, and it was awesome.
Toga parties only.
Teachers actually were for it, which is, you know.
If I had, and by toga, I mean plush robes.
Okay.
If
okay.
I ever, like, if I'm balling out of control and I got that kind of money, it's going to be a changing room right at the front of the room and a basket for the phones.
Okay.
Phones, robe. You get down to the bears to the bear, put your robe on.
And no, phones.
That's what it's like in my mansion. You don't like the rules? Like, robes and no electronics. That's the only way I can control my environment.
I kind of dig that.
You know, I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like,
there's a certain sexy element too, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we kick it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do anything I want to do, but there's a consent form up there too.
Yeah, that, I was about to say, you need some form of...
Look, right by the robes, I got small, medium, large, extra large. I got extra
you can pick
small.
Your color.
You can pick your color. It's a robe room, and it has a... What are the things? The makeup stands and, you know, what's a woman sit in front of a...
Oh, yeah, it's a, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the term.
What does a woman sit in front of to do her makeup?
Boudoir? No, it's a. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking
about. Listen, you remember the lady from Scarface? What's her name?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
You remember that little thing she used to sit in front of and, you know,
powder her nose in and out?
Yeah. Yeah. Just sitting for. Listen, go to this room. You can beautify yourself all day. It's, but we are not bringing in outside stuff. I mean, I ain't trying to. Turn my house into Puffy's place. And go ahead and take a commercial break. Nicky, if you're playing, stop before I get in trouble. Yeah, we definitely got to check on that. I want to be clear on the new NCAA rules. God, who would have benefited more than us? Jeez.
Allegedly.
Don't make that joke. Athlon, all conference football. Got to cover that. Presidential debate. 939 the Ville.